Dr. Gabriel Stanton's condo sat at the end of the boardwalk, before the Venice Beach footpath morphed into lush lawns where the Tai Chi lovers gathered. The modest duplex wasn't entirely to Stanton's taste. He would have preferred something with more history. But on this odd stretch of the California coastline, the only options to choose between were rundown shacks and contemporary stone and glass. Stanton left his home just after 7 a.m. on his old Gary Fisher bike and headed south with Dogma, his yellow Labrador, running beside him. Groundwork, the best coffee in L.A., was only 6 blocks away, and there Jillian would have a triple shot of black gold ready for him the minute he walked in. Dogma loved the mornings as much as his owner did, but the dog wasn't allowed into Groundwork. So after Stanton tied him up, he made his way inside alone, waved at Jillian, collected his cup, and checked out the scene. A lot of the early clientele were surfers, their wetsuits still dripping. Stanton was usually up by 6, but these guys had been up for hours. Sitting at his usual table was one of the boardwalk's best-known and strangest-looking residents. His entire face and shaved head were covered with intricate designs, as well as rings, studs, and small chains protruding from his earlobes, nose, and lips. Stanton often wondered where a man like Monster came from. What had happened to him in early life that led to the decision to cover his body entirely with art? For some reason, whenever Stanton imagined Monster's origins, he saw a split-level home near a military base, exactly the type of houses in which he himself had spent his childhood.
"How's the world out there doing?" Stanton asked.
Monster looked up from his computer. He was an obsessive news junkie, and when he wasn't working at his tattoo shop or entertaining tourists as part of the Venice Beach Freak Show, he was here posting comments on political blogs.
"Other than there being only 2 weeks before the galactic alignment makes the magnetic poles reverse and we all die?" he asked.
"Other than that."
"Hell of a nice day out there."
"How's your lady?"
"Electrifying, thanks."
Stanton headed for the door.
"If we're still here, I'll see you tomorrow, Monster."
After Stanton downed his black gold outside, he and Dogma continued south. A century ago, miles of canals snaked through the streets of Venice, tobacco magnate Abbot Kinney's recreation of the famed Italian city. Now virtually all of the waterways where gondoliers once ferried residents were paved over and covered with steroid-fueled gyms, greasy food stands, and novelty t-shirt shops. Stanton had ruefully watched a rash of Mayan apocalypse graffiti and trinkets pop up all over Venice in recent weeks, vendors taking advantage of all the hype. He'd been raised Catholic, but hadn't been in a church in years. If people wanted to seek their destiny or believe in some ancient clock, they could go right ahead. He'd stick to testable hypotheses and the scientific method. Fortunately, it seemed not everyone in Venice believed December 21st would bring the end of the world. Red and green lights also decorated the boardwalk, too, just in case the crackpots had it wrong. Yuletide was a strange time in L.A. Few transplants understood how to celebrate the holidays at 70 degrees, but Stanton loved the contrast. Santa hats on rollerbladers, suntan lotion in stockings, surfboards festooned with antlers. A ride along the beach on Christmas was as spiritual as he got these days.